Thousands of patients every year are admitted to hospitals because of irregular, fast, or strong heartbeats. Every year, at least one in four Americans is diagnosed with a heart condition. At that point, there are some very important decisions to make for your future. The harsh reality may be you are left with more questions than answers. This is where the Heart Rhythm Center podcast can help. We are your what, why, and how of palpitations, heart rhythm disorders, pacemakers, and defibrillators. Welcome your host, Dr. Jeffrey L. Williams, board certified in internal medicine, cardiovascular disease, and clinical cardiac electrophysiology. The information included in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not intended or implied to be professional medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice. Listeners should always consult their healthcare providers to determine the appropriateness of the information for their own situation, or if they have any questions regarding medical conditions or treatment plans.
This is Dr. Williams, and this is What Are Palpitations? Introduction and Basics of Heart Anatomy. The hectic pace at which today's doctors conduct their practices has shortchanged the information sharing process for patients, especially those undergoing evaluation for heart rhythm disorders. Patients and their families are often unaware of many critical issues involved in diagnosing and treating heart rhythm disorders. Any treatment plan entails risks that are particular for each patient, medication, and procedure. I have found it increasingly difficult to provide a complete consultation, physical exam, and discussion about the risks and benefits of and alternatives to heart rhythm treatment in a typical 45-minute session. Since starting a heart rhythm center in 2008, I have developed several iterations of written and online patient education materials to complement our office discussions. This podcast serves as a summary of the steps involved in heart rhythm evaluation, from the initial assessment and treatment to the possible performance of an invasive electrophysiology study and possible ablation, the required long-term follow-up for patients and their caregivers, both professional and lay people alike. Furthermore, because many of my patients, young and old, rely on their spouses and families for help with the decision-making process, the long-term care of their heart rhythm abnormalities, this book serves as a thorough means to ensure that all family members understand the types of arrhythmias that may be encountered and the treatment options that are available. Palpitations are the sensation of an irregular, fast, uncomfortable, or strong heartbeat. Over 600,000 patients present to emergency departments each year in the United States because of these palpitations. One in four of these patients will be admitted to the hospital for further care, and roughly a third of patients will be diagnosed with a heart condition. This podcast is dedicated solely to patients, families, and other care providers as a comprehensive review of the what, why, and how of palpitations and heart rhythm abnormalities. As patients become more and more invested in decisions that affect their healthcare, they need more detailed information in order to make comprehensive assessments before deciding on the most appropriate treatment for their particular condition. This podcast can be part of the informed consent process because it will cover all aspects of abnormal heart rhythm evaluation in a more thorough manner that can be presented in a single office visit or even multiple visits. The next podcast offers very detailed discussions about heart function. I've tried not to overwhelm the listener, but felt that I needed to include advanced information for listeners who would like this level of detail. In later podcasts, particular emphasis is placed on the types of arrhythmias, why they may occur, and the treatment options available. Ultimately, patients who are concerned that they may have a heart rhythm abnormality will find these podcasts a useful summary of the complete evaluation that is performed. We will now be discussing the basics of heart anatomy and the conduction system. Blood returns from the body and enters the right atrium. The blood leaves the right atrium through the tricuspid valve and enters the right ventricle. The right ventricle then pumps the blood through the pulmonary valve into the lungs. The blood is oxygenated in the lungs and is returned to the left atrium. The blood leaves the left atrium through the mitral valve and enters the left ventricle. The left ventricle pumps the oxygenated blood through the aortic valve to the rest of the body. It then returns to the heart via the right atrium. If the coronary arteries of the heart represent the plumbing, then the conduction system of the heart represents the wiring. A normal heart rate is 60 to 100 beats per minute. Bradycardia is an abnormally slow heart rate, less than 60 beats a minute. And tachycardia refers to an abnormally fast heart rate, greater than 100 beats per minute. The sinoatrial node, also called the SA node, serves as the internal clock or natural pacemaker of the heart and signals the appropriate heart rate for a given situation. The electrical conduction system of the heart starts with the heart's natural pacemaker, the SA node, which is located in the top right chamber of the heart, called the right atrium. The SA node sends a signal to the upper chambers, the right and left atria, and the lower chambers, the right and left ventricles, via the atrioventricular node. The AV node transmits the electrical signal to the bottom chambers via the left and right bundle branches. The left bundle branch is composed of left posterior and left anterior fascicles, another term for divisions or branches. Often the patient has a slow heart rate because the electrical connection between the top, the signal from the SA node, and the bottom, the ventricles of the heart, is impaired. This condition is called an AV block. The most common type of pacemaker involves placing leads in the right atrium and right ventricle if we are treating AV block that is causing worrisome symptoms. The coronary arteries supply blood and hence oxygen to the heart muscle. They course along the outside of the heart, called the epicardium. Each coronary artery supplies particular muscle territories in the heart. The left main coronary artery comes off the aorta and branches into the left anterior descending, called the LAD, and circumflex arteries. The right coronary artery comes off the right side of the aorta and ultimately branches into the posterior lateral and posterior descending arteries. An AV block is often seen during heart attacks, called blockages of coronary arteries, involving the RCA, because in 80% of patients, the AV node blood supply is provided by the RCA. In addition, a left posterior fascicular block is uncommonly due to coronary disease because it has a dual blood supply. It would require two occluded coronary arteries, the PDA and LAD septal perforators, to become blocked. The electrocardiogram is one of the most important tools that doctors have to assess the electrical function of your heart. A typical ECG in your doctor's office has 12 leads or tracings because this allows your doctor to better localize arrhythmias and areas of prior heart attacks as well as other structural abnormalities. The P wave corresponds to the electrical activation of the right and left atrium. The right and left atria contract and pump the blood to the right and left ventricles respectively. The PR interval is the time it takes for electrical activation from the SA node through the AV node to the right and left ventricles. The PR interval is measured from the beginning of the P wave to the onset of the QRS complex. The QRS complex is the electrical representation of the right and left ventricles contracting and pumping blood out of the heart. The T wave corresponds to repolarization or resetting of the ventricle's electrical system prior to the next contraction of the heart. The time from the onset of the QRS complex to the end of the T wave is called the QT interval and can be prolonged in patients at risk for sudden cardiac death. An arrhythmia is a disruption of this orderly progression of SA node activation through the AV node and the right and left ventricles via the Hispercringy system, which carries the electrical impulse from the right and left bundle branches to the muscle of the right and left ventricles. I hope you enjoyed episode 1 and that you'll join me for episode 2, palpitations and other symptoms that may represent heart rhythm abnormalities.
Thank you for listening to the Heart Rhythm Center. If you have enjoyed this episode and would like to access extensive explanations of topics discussed today, together with helpful illustrations, head over to www.heart-rhythm-center.com, where a full list of available publications on Amazon can be easily accessed. That's www.heart-rhythm-center.com. And please subscribe to the Heart Rhythm Center blog, as well as Dr. Williams' author page on Amazon, where his books discussing arrhythmias, pacemakers, and defibrillators are available in print and electronic Kindle versions.